Hello and welcome. In this video I'm going to show you how to install and configure the notifications plugin. So this will actually allow you to send both notifications via email but also push notifications using OneSignal and Firebase for Android devices. So I'm just going to go into my site, and here we are. In fact, let's just go back to the home page a second, just in case you don't know how to get to your plugins. So all we do is click on there, scroll down towards the bottom. You must be signed in though, that's the key thing. Okay, so now I'm signed in, and if I scroll down I can find plugins. And I'm going to upload a plugin. And I'm going to use the drag and drop, so there's notifications, and I just drag that file, drop it here, and then I can click the upload button, and that's now done, and I can close this window, and then I can come and find notifications down here. There we go. So make sure that you have it switched on. And what I suggest you do is that you have a look at this document as well. Okay, so this explains in more detail what you need to set up. So you need to make sure you have your email set up. And then it talks about OneSignal and the fact that they give you a free account for up to 30,000 web subscribers. So that's a really good option, and it shows you here the information that you actually need. And this is the bit here for Android notifications, access to Firebase. So those are the things you need to follow. If I just show you in my account. Right, so the easiest way to find the information you need is you just select your app. And then you go into settings. And then you go over here to the right side to keys and IDs. Don't use the one that you have up here, because that will only give you part of the information. So you click on here, and then you should now be able to see the app ID and the REST API key. So that's what you need to put inside of the plugin. And I'll just show you that. So if I do edit parameters, then we can go down towards the bottom. So you want OneSignal enabled, and then you want the app ID and the REST API key in these two boxes. And if you're using Android, then you'll want to get a Firebase sender ID as mentioned earlier, and as is shown in this particular document. So hopefully you found that useful, and I'll see you in another video really soon. Thanks, and bye for now.